Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And today we are discussing the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program. Have a couple guests joining us via telephone today. One of them is Jack Lindquist, Executive Director of the program. Jack, how are you doing?
Good morning, Brandon.
Good to have you on the show. And our other guest here today is Constance Cook, who is a recent graduate of the leadership program. Constance, good morning.
Good morning.
And I understand you're a board member as well?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So we're going to be talking about the leadership program here for 2020 and some changes that have been coming along here with that. And Jack, do you want to get us started on what recruiting is going to look like here this summer?
You bet. Recruiting's not going to be much different from what we've done before. We do nominations and target marketing as well as the general call out to emerging leaders that are in the region, which would include Riley County, Gary County, Pottawatomie County, and Fort Riley specifically, individuals that work in or live in any of those locations can apply for the program. And so the application period is at present now going on our website. So it's an all online process. And because of the changes that are going on, we also have a video that they can tape in advance and then send that along with an attachment as an attachment to the application. And the board members can have basically a face-to-face conversation with them about their interest in the program and why they think it's beneficial to the region.
All right. And I'll bring Constance on here. Having gone through the program yourself, what are some benefits that you saw out of this program?
Yeah, I'd say one of the biggest things is that I got to connect with and meet with my classmates, and they were all people that I would have never crossed paths with had I not been a part of this program. And I've really developed lasting relationships with them. Even despite being a Riley County resident, there's many things that I learned about our Flint Hills region, and it taught me a lot about why our area is so vital to the state of Kansas. Our sessions taught us a lot of different methods of teamwork, and I learned a lot of personal growth with my own leadership style and how I connect and network with those around me in different areas. So it was just a really great experience and taught me a better bond with not only our region and the people that we work with side by side with, but taught me the importance of being involved in our community.
And Jack, I might just ask, you know, having a leadership program, people may not always see the benefits right away, but when you get into certain circumstances like we're seeing this year with the pandemic, we're going to need folks to be involved in activities to better the community, and what better opportunity here than getting involved with the leadership program locally?
Without a doubt, the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program was formed and started in 1992 with its first class. And at present, given our current state of affairs during the COVID-19 pandemic, we've never had a more opportunity or greater need for well-informed, collaborative, decisive, and proactive leaders. And so that's by using our 21st century proactive leader training that's based on servant leadership, we're on call, basically. And our graduates, which number near 600 now, are the ones that are engaging with other leaders across the region to help move us forward into this unknown territory.
As far as getting started here, what's the first step to, if somebody thinks they want to be in this program, do they have to get nominated first?
They do not. We do encourage nomination just because that helps reinforce that someone's employer or a friend, another leader in the community recognizes their potential, and that's more incentive for them to participate fully. But anyone that wants to step up and step into leadership roles, but they just need some fine-tuning, some more awareness of the region, more opportunities to interact with other people, although we'll be following protocols for COVID. We will have sessions where they're going to be interacting with one another on a seven-session basis. And so at this point, we are planning active meetings in all of our locations across the region starting this fall.
Okay. So those will be in person then?
Yes, they will.
Okay.
If there is another shutdown for any reason, we will go to Zoom or some other form of group meeting activity. But at present, there's nothing better than to have everyone together, because we start out each session with a think tank where we propose a problem or a challenge to the group, and they work as teams to solve the problem. It helps with decision making and taking into account everyone's different viewpoints, backgrounds, and opinions. And they're much better at problem solving that way. So you pretty much have to do that face to face. But we will be 6 feet apart with masks on in the process.
Sure. Well, Constance, tell me a little bit about your background here. And obviously, you're a member of this class here, but how are you involved in the community otherwise and employed?
Yeah, there's a number of different programs that I think I've been able to make those connections, mainly as a part of this group, being a graduate of this program. I've had very few, I guess, meaningful opportunities to really get involved since moving to the area about 5 years ago. And so this class has really given me that opportunity to connect with the other leaders in our region and in our community, and has given me a way to give back and be more involved. Especially one of the fun ones that we have done is at the end of each class, our class gets together and completes a collaborative community project that gives back. And so that has been a big piece to kind of get me involved even more.
Excellent. Well, and I know a lot of folks have gone through the program, and there is a cost associated with it. But as I understand, there's some benefits here this year with the pandemic going on, if anyone is looking into that. Is that right, Jack?
That's correct. Normally, our tuition is $600 per person accepted into the program, and that's payable after selection. But during COVID-19, the pandemic, and the recovery period, our board of directors has accessed an internal grant from endowment funds to reduce tuition by 50%, making it $300. So for nominees and applicants from nonprofit organizations, we also have the Eileen Cray Memorial Scholarship Fund, which is made possible through our alumni dues, and that will provide an additional 50% scholarship. So this additional support will reduce that cost for nonprofit candidates or individuals that are not supported by an employer or organization. Their tuition fee would be $150. So this effort will provide greatly needed assistance to all the class members accepted.
What is the feedback, Jack, that you get from employers who have their employees participate in your program?
It's amazing, actually. We have so many participants that have come from employees or employers that have developed a legacy, in a sense, where they have people lined up to apply each year for the class because they get such great benefits from that individual that has gone through the experience to come back and really broaden the perspectives and the awareness of the region, and not just locally, but global perspectives, so that they can be much more productive and more competitive in the future. And right now, everybody is looking for new ideas of how to do things differently under the circumstances, and we're going to be covering that specifically every single session.
All right. I'm trying to think of, is there any other perspective maybe you'd like to add, Constance, that maybe I haven't asked about?
I think the only other thing I would like to mention is that our nonprofit organization, the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program, it's really designed to more fully engage all of our different leaders from different perspectives and backgrounds. And all you have to be is someone who works in the region or lives here in the region. That includes Fort Riley, Geary, Riley, and Pottawatomie counties. So I think just the diverse background of all of the classmates, it really makes for a very special experience.
We should probably note here that it's probably a great opportunity for anyone from diverse, you know, you mentioned the diverse backgrounds here. So we want men, women, black, white, Asian, anybody in the community to take part in this.
Absolutely.
We would like, a rainbow of personalities and experiences and anything that comes in to a program like this that's of the same track or the same train of thought isn't going to be of much value to us. We want a great deal of diversity.
All right. Well, Jack, is there anything else I haven't touched on that you want to make sure to get out to the public?
We just want to encourage everyone to look for the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program on Facebook so you can keep up with some of the activities that have been going on in our recruitment philosophies and also some quotes and testimonials from some of our alumni have been posted recently. And also go to our website, and it's very transparent. You can see a great deal about the program, including alumni. Each class is in a section where you can see who was in past classes, but most importantly, find the information on the application process. Our website is www.shrlp.org. That's shrlp.org.
Okay, and when is the application deadline again?
July 16th. So they have to be completed with the video submitted at the same time as the information is submitted, and our board members start to screen those as soon as they come in, and they're following those or tracking them now as they come in, and they'll make the selection, and a group announcement will take place through the media in late August.
Okay, very good. It's the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program, and they're taking applications now, and Jack Lindquist, Executive Director, Constance Cook, who's on the board and a recent graduate for the 2019-2020 class, joining us here on In Focus. Thanks to both of you. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for allowing us on.
Yes, thank you.